USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices have resumed their march toward $3.50 a gallon. AAA showing the national average for regular is past $3.42 a gallon. The national average price of regular is now up about a dollar a gallon since the beginning of the year. According to the Labor Department, more than 500,000 Americans found jobs in October, but this comes as many businesses in the United States still face labor shortages. St. Louis Fed Reserve Bank President James Bullard tells Fox Business what he believes can be done to encourage more people to get to work.
Giving signing bonuses, retention bonuses, outright increases in wages, so I think changing working conditions, so I think there are a lot of things that can be done and are being done to attract workers.
This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. This holiday season and beyond, Amazon is making it easy to discover and shop for more sustainable gifts and everyday essentials with the Climate Pledge Friendly Label. The Climate Pledge Friendly Label signifies that products have one or more sustainability certifications that help preserve the natural world, providing Amazon customers a quick and easy way to identify more sustainable products when they shop online. With tens of thousands of products under the Climate Pledge Friendly Label, customers can shop a wide variety of more sustainable holiday gifts and everyday essentials on Amazon.com, ranging from toys, electronics, clothing, groceries, and household products from beloved brands, including Annie's Homegrown, Columbia, Honest Beauty, Seventh Generation, and more. Just look for the label that says Climate Pledge Friendly. To start shopping more sustainable products this holiday season and enjoy Amazon's wide selection, convenience, and everyday low prices, visit Amazon.com and search for Climate Pledge Friendly. More sustainable shopping is even easier than ever, thanks to Amazon. Find the label now on product pages or in search results.
Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport is getting hit with power outages on Monday. Terminal 3 was offline for about an hour. The power for Terminal 4, one of the largest terminals, is still dealing with outages. American Airlines and Southwest Airlines are experiencing significant flight delays, those delays causing other delays across the West Coast. A new poll is out regarding President Biden's approval ratings.
President Biden's approval rating falling below 40%. It's been on the decline for a number of weeks. Latest poll by USA Today and Suffolk University found that 46% of those surveyed believe that the president is doing a worse job than expected, including 16% who supported him at the ballot box last year. 44% of independents say he's performing worse, not better, than they had expected. President's approval rating now at 38%. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Iran is causing trouble in the Middle East once again.
Iraqi security officials and militia sources are reporting a drone attack that targeted the Iraqi prime minister at home on Sunday was carried out by at least one Iran-backed militia group using Iranian-made equipment. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi via a translator after the attack.
The cowardly missiles and the cowardly drones do not build our nation and do not build our future. We are working on building our nation, on respecting the state and its established. Securing a better future for all Iraqis. I call on everyone for peaceful dialogue.
Former four-star General Jack Keane on Fox News says without any response from the Biden administration, Iran is becoming more aggressive.
And I think with the Iranians, the hardliners that took over in June, they are clearly changing and increasing the tension. And I think they made up their mind to kill them.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
11 state attorneys general are suing the Biden administration over a vaccine mandate for federal workers. Employees have to get their second shot by Monday or they'll miss the deadline. Missouri AG Eric Schmidt saying this mandate cuts against American values.
You know, fundamentally who we are is America. America's been a free place where people can make these decisions.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Since the mandate could leave unvaccinated workers out of a job, federal agencies are bracing for a labor shortage. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.